Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway, now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit menstclinic.com.
It's the Bengals and the Chiefs. Why would you think it would be anything different than this? A 51-yarder officially to try to win it by Butker. 25-23 Cincinnati. Placement is down. Butker's kick. Leg through. It is high enough, and it is good!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for Mike to ask all the football questions.
Do you know why Harrison Buckner made that field goal?
It's Butker.
Because he was able to relax so much because his wife did all the work around the house.
That is the exact right answer.
Oh, my God.
How'd you know? He knows.
Dude. Yeah. Women. Am I right?
Yep. What? All right. First question after that question. You got it right. You got the answer. You didn't have the answer.
I was not going to give that answer. It's correct.
Okay, so you guys agree.
I was not going to give that answer.
Okay. Who's the worst 2-0 team in the NFL?
It's the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I will hear nothing else about this. All right, here's the deal.
I don't know, man.
That's fine. You can have your own opinion. Nobody's going to change my mind that the Pittsburgh Steelers absolutely suck. I'm a huge Steelers fan.
No, I know.
They are 2-0. And you would think, like, oh, their defense is badass and everything like that, because they've only given up 16 points. The two quarterbacks they've played are Kirk Cousins, which people thought he was broken and he might not be healed just yet, and Bo Nix, who we've talked about, has been historically bad to start his rookie season. That is the worst 2-0 team.
But, Kevin, on the other side of that, how many points have they scored? The lowest amount of all the 2-0 teams at 31 points.
Yeah.
That is, and that's like, I think they were at 48 with all the other ones. It's pretty significantly terrible.
Haven't they scored one touchdown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Justin Fields, this is great for Justin Fields, though. He's like, I'm a winner, baby. Look at that. Look at the Bears over there. They're struggling. I'm winning.
They're 2-0 and they scored one touchdown in two games.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Steel curtain.
Hey, what wins championships? Defense and strong quarterback play.
All right.
They'll get that by the end of the year, I bet.
What 0-2 team are you confident will make the playoffs?
I think I might have changed my answer because of the fan text.
You were going to say Baltimore, weren't you?
I was thinking about it, but I want you to look at that Baltimore schedule. Is there a shot they could start 0-5?
Yeah. Wait, don't they play the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Are you suggesting that the Cowboys won't get up this week?
I'm going to go with the Bengals just because, like,
oh my God,
I know.
Jeez. Cowboys, Bills, and Bengals next. Hey, I mean, that's time for the Bengals.
Shut up, Mike. That game's going to be awesome. We're going to have two Cowboys Ravens ticket giveaways tomorrow in the 10 o'clock hour and the noon o'clock hour.
You get to see a 2-time MVP and a guy who finished second in MVP.
That's a good point.
If you didn't know, Dak finished second in MVP voting last year. The Cowboys haven't promoted that enough, so I want to make sure to do it.
No, they definitely have. So I'm going to go with the Bengals, just because we historically know how poorly Joe Burrow starts off. I'm going to go Bengals.
Okay.
I'll stick with Baltimore. They score points. Their defense has let them down a number of times already this year, though. So they got to, and I think they'll fix that.
Will you change your mind if the Cowboys beat them this week?
Nah. They'll be an 0-3 team, and I'll be like, that was a tough schedule to start the season for them.
Okay.
I will.
Except for the Raiders game. Like, that was stupid.
If they win, if Baltimore wins, will you change your mind and say Baltimore's still going to make the playoffs?
I don't think so. Just because the beginning of their schedule is brutal.
On your face, Lamar Jackson. All right.
I still like Lamar Jackson.
Question number two, whatever. When will Bryce Young be the starting quarterback again for the Carolina Panthers? Now that he got benched yesterday on our show,
Yep.
They're listening to me talk about his height, and they're hoping he grows. They're hoping his growth plates are still open. I think they gave him a hand x-ray.
Nothing in that decision that said anything about that.
You can x-ray a person's hand, and you can see if the growth plates are still open, and I think they're hoping that there's still 2 more inches in there.
For the record, there's nothing the Panthers said that would indicate that.
That his growth plates are open or closed?
That's what they're hoping for.
All right.
I say 6 weeks.
Ooh, he's going to sit out 6 weeks?
That's right.
Okay.
4.
I get that too.
Yeah. 4 weeks. But that
I'm going to answer it once.
I heard on Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton this morning. They asked the question of, is this the owner stepping in because he's afraid that the fans might leave because they're giving up on Bryce
Young? I
didn't
think this was a good question.
You didn't?
No, because I think it's the opposite. Does anybody go, well, thank God we benched him. Let me go get some Andy Dalton tickets right now.
But does Andy Dalton give you a better chance to win?
I don't think people care to go. They already know they're going to lose.
I think the Panthers are a bad football team.
If you're a Panthers fan, wouldn't you, in a way, rather go see Bryce Young?
Yes, a million percent.
At least there's the hope that he has a good game this week. Like Andy Dalton, like you said, you didn't like Andy Dalton here because you're like, he's probably going to win like 3 out of 7 games. I don't think he's going to do that in Carolina.
Just enough.
But
to screw things up for you. The other thing, too, is I do think that there is a... There's this part, Bill Parcells would say this a lot, you don't want to lose the quarterback. I mean, he might lose all confidence. That team's so bad. Their offensive line's miserable. He has no weapons to throw to. I think you might lose him completely.
I'll compare it this way. If you're a Rangers fan, and hopefully you are listening, let's just say Urania wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
He's out for the year. And they're like, well, we think we have a better chance on Sunday beating Seattle. We'll start Urania and not start Leiter if that was your choice. You'd rather, as a fan, go, I want to see Leiter pitch. I know that he hasn't been perfect or great or anything.
But I want to watch
him. I would rather see if Leiter can figure it out.
What has he got?
Yeah. And so, okay. So now moving on, I say it's only 2 games. I say that Dalton plays 2 games, and then after 2 weeks of kind of backing up, and I think they're going to go, look, we have to get him back in there. There's sitting at this point could help him, but I don't think sitting out most of the year or a lot of the year is going to help.
Let's just say I don't think this is going to happen at all. Let's say Carolina wins those 2 games, though. Carolina's going to fool themselves into thinking we could do this.
For sure.
But they
I don't think they will. I make fun of Bryce Young a lot. He is probably their main issue, but not the only issue.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of issues there. Now, based off of what we heard yesterday, Bryce Young getting benched, the first quarterback to get benched in 2024. Who will be the next quarterback benched in 2024?
Just based on the last 48 hours, I'm not going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Will Levis. Because his coach said, hey, Will, what the F are you doing? And then he was asked, hey, do you regret that? And he said, not really. So I'm going to go with Will Levis.
Did you see his face when he got to that bench? Because his coach did say this, though.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Same moment he said, what the F are you doing? He said, you're better than that.
Yeah.
So he did throw that at him, but he went to that bench and he just looked frazzled, man. So I agree with you. The other one I would take like a wild swing on would be Bo Nix. They have Zach Wilson, and he looked pretty good in preseason too. He has a little more experience, and I think Sean Payton, if he can't get too much further into a hole here before he has to make a decision. So
both very young quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or
I don't.
Would it?
Guess who's 0-2 right now in Florida? Only produced 30 points.
Trevor Lawrence.
I don't think at $55 million they will. I have this. Let me throw this out back at you guys. I know they're 2-0. You just mentioned them. And maybe this wouldn't be a benching because he didn't win the job, but he is 2-0. Would it be Justin Fields? Let's just say they don't score a touchdown this week, and then Russell Wilson's healthy. It's weird because he's in the – well, he wasn't really the starting quarterback. He got it because of injury. So then you wouldn't
be
benching him.
I like it.
You could sell it to the media as Russell Wilson's healthy. He's back.
Yeah, I think it would be that as opposed to an official benching.
Okay. So you mentioned Will Levis as the next quarterback to be benched. The 2023 draft class of Young, Stroud, Richardson, Levis, and the Tennessee Volunteer quarterback.
Hendon Hooker.
He was like 36 years old when he got drafted. He was the Michael Penix of the draft.
How old is he now?
He was 25 when he got drafted, by the way.
So he's 80.
So he's 26. Let's not include him. But besides C.J. Stroud, well, I know this is super early. We're two games into year two. Will any of those guys get a second contract from their draft team?
Because my early thought is no for Young, no for Levis, no for Hooker. Richardson is really hard to predict. I say Richardson does.
Young has, that's an interesting
one. If I have to guess right now, which I do.
Richardson does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Richardson. But Young's interesting because, as we always say, first overall picks get a lot of leeway, and maybe they can fix it before his tenure's up, before his contract's up there. They still have 2 years before that happens.
Can I ask you guys a bonus follow-up question?
Yeah, Kevin, ask all the football questions.
This little question.
Wow.
What's more likely, Mike? You're going to love this question. C.J. Stroud makes the Hall of Fame, or Bryce Young goes down as one of the five worst draft picks of all time.
What's more likely? C.J. Stroud makes a Hall of Fame.
Wow. Okay.
So he's a Hall of Famer, huh? Mike Bassick right there with a hot take.
I'll hot take that. Because I think Bryce Young being like, you know, because there's just so, like there Ryan Leaf. Yeah. You know, you go through, who is the dude who liked the scissor up from
Jamarcus
LSU?
Russell.
Jamarcus Russell. Like, I mean, there's plenty of guys that will probably be. Tony Mandrich, like, I mean, once he stopped taking steroids, his career went the wrong way. They should have kept giving him roids in Green Bay.
From the 512, speaking of Will Levis, his Parfum de Mayonnaise came in the mail the other day. It's actually pretty nice, which is kind of weird.
What?
Smell like mayo.
All right, so the Rams. Puka Nacua is out half of the season, it looks like.
Yeah.
And then Cooper Kupp, who had 17 catches in two games, is now hurt and I think out for a little bit. We don't know the amount of time, but probably out
potentially for 5 to 7 weeks.
Yeah. So one, are the Rams done? Because everybody thought they were a playoff contender. And then two, who in the world is Matthew Stafford throwing the ball to?
Is it going to be, I don't know, DeMarcus Robinson? I think they are done.
DeMarcus Robinson is more of their big time, you know, threat outside and everything. I don't know if he's the same kind of character there. I would keep an eye on Jordan Whittington. Would be a name that I would kind of keep an eye on. I'm not saying go put this guy on your fantasy team right now, but that would be a name. He's kind of a bigger type receiver, not necessarily the Cooper Tup and Cup shifty kind of guy, but I'd keep an eye on him maybe. Maybe Tutu Atwell.
Yeah.
One of those options too. He could be that guy.
So the Rams do have their first round pick. I look this up. Would this be in a weird way, would this be best for
great
them
that for
Stafford is at the end of his career? He won the Super Bowl last year. He was better than a lot of people thought after the year before. Would it be unbelievable for them and their coach is if somehow, some way, these wide receivers injuries led them to like a 4-13 season, and then they were easily able
to get Quinn Ewers?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, probably not Quinn Ewers, but I was just thinking of the Rams could have this adjustment where, like, Stafford under contract one more year, I think.
Yeah.
You might still
be able to get back.
Yeah, so you're like, Stafford's coming back one more year, and then the first round pick takes over for Stafford. So it could work out well for the Rams. My last football question, and this is where I really don't understand football in, like, their war for baseball. It is their QBR and their QB rating system. I'm going to go to Brock Purdy. I had more questions off of Brock Purdy, but we're running out of time here. His rating against Minnesota, 101.3. His QBR, 46.5. Those are huge differences. And people say, well, it's a different rating and the different scale. I get that. I understand. But then I go to the Jets game where his rating was 89.9 and his QBR was 82.5. They're so close. How
that
can
is super confusing.
I don't get. I don't like WAR is different from baseball or baseball reference and why am I drawing a blank on the other website? But they're very little difference on WAR, but there is a difference because it's a different. How are these so different in the same game?
That's a great question. I'd always thought that QBR was developed by ESPN because they really hated the old school out of 158.7, 158.3 rating. And so, but that's surprising to hear in one game it was like 80-something and 80-something.
Yeah, I just, it confuses me on trying to look at that and go, oh, this one's better, because I think some people like ones differently, and I get it, because some people like the WAR on baseball. I follow Baseball Reference just when I'm looking at WAR, but you can go to another one, and they'd say, well, this is the one that I like better because defense is valued more or not valued as much, whatever. Yeah. But the Brock Purdy thing, because I wanted to look at him because I watched some of that game, not much, but I did watch some of it, and I like him. But he kind of makes me, I think, is there a little bit more in there? I know he was the last pick.
Like, I think there's more.
He's one of these guys where they didn't consider him a top 10 quarterback after making the NFC Championship game in year one, making the Super Bowl in game two, and people aren't giving him any respect. So I'm like, I want to watch him because I really like watching him play. And then I go to rating and I'm like, well, one of them thinks he stinks at football, and the other one thinks he's pretty darn good at football. And which one is it?